two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars points winning.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday, wherever you may be listening. Appreciate you taking the time to check out Cougar Sports Saturday, your weekly check-in with BYU Sports on the legacy home of the Cougars every single Saturday from noon to 3. Myself, Mitch Harper, and Matt Biamonte, we are talking BYU Sports, giving you that next level insight into your favorite college athletic programs. And right now, though, I know one of your favorite segments here on this program, for all you diehard listeners of the show, let's get started here, Matt. It's the best segment around.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
Yeah, it's the Top 5, and it's always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business evaluation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business evaluation, contact econpartners.com today. A little bit different twist on the Top 5 this week. Our producer, the maestro, Top 5. He's out. Do some previous priors, as I like to say. He's out. And
tea time, perhaps? I don't know. No.
Possibly. I don't know. But so no game show, no trivia show this week, but we are giving you a Top 5. So in honor of BYU and Utah State falling by the wayside due to BYU going to the Big 12, no games in the foreseeable future after 2022, we're giving you the top five moments in recent history in the BYU-Utah State rivalry from number five to number one. So, Matt, if you have the honors, go ahead. Let's start this off with number five.
Yeah, you and I debated heavily on what to put here on the top five, and feel free to chime in along as we count down from 5 to 1, 5-7-5-0-0. Text us. Let us know what you think, if we're missing a moment worthy of top five. We actually found it hard to get five moments from this rivalry, so it kind of makes you feel better about it going by the wayside, in the words of Mitch Harper a moment ago. But number five, the maybe coming out party of Ziggy Ansah in what otherwise would have been a snooze fest back in 2012 when BYU held on. It was cold. It was really cold. In a 6-3 win, but Ziggy really played well in that game with BYU winning 6-3.
Yeah, I think we picked this game because of Ziggy.
I also picked it because it seemed like everyone on the defense had that gray Band of Brothers t-shirt hanging out below their waist.
That is true. And, you know, BYU and Utah State games the last, you know, decade and change, they've been some good football games. I think that's where we focus a lot of this list on, is because, you know, when we're breaking it down, you know, you're thinking to yourself, this 6-3 game in 2012, how does this make the cut? Well, Utah State that season, they were nationally ranked. They finished the season ranked 16th in the country. It's a good Utah State football team. They won the WAC in their last year before going to the Mountain West Conference. Chucky Keaton was the quarterback. That was a good Utah State team. And, you know, you think back to Utah State BYU history, the 80s, the 90s, there's just not those moments that really stand out. Like, you know, when our guys at KSL 5 TV, it's rivalry week for BYU Utah, you can basically play the hits, baby. Like, just the clips are just incredible. That sports beat montage is just legendary. You don't have that with BYU and Utah State. So that's how a game like this in 2012, where it's 6-3 and I'm fresh off a marriage and I just got back from my honeymoon, and I'm thinking, this is what
life. Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the 6-3 game with your wife?
Yes. Yeah, so we were driving.
Your poor wife. You drag her to that slugfest.
The first game as a married man. So on these airways, we need to pull an air check. Greg Wrubell, so the week prior against Hawaii, Taysom Hill's first start. I go on the post game with Greg for my Mitch's moment bit, and I give him a stat about BYU's winning percentage with me as a single man. Then I'm like, Greg, next week I will be a married man. And when BYU plays Utah State, it'll be my first game as a married man. So I need to probably give him the stat on what, now I should update and say what BYU's winning percentage is since being married in 2012, since we've hit the 10-year mark this fall. But I get that first game, it's 6-3. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is she the bad luck lady? I'm kidding. I love you, Maddie.
You blamed your wife for that?
No, I didn't blame
her. My wife would have. That it happened to me. And, you know, ironically, it's funny you bring this up. My first married appearance at BYU was also a BYU Utah State game back in 2018.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
It was. Now that you bring that up. But, you know, if it was a 6-3 game, my wife would have said, yeah, I'm never coming back. So you're on your own.
The 2018 one, though, that one was rough. I will say, though, I wanted to make a case for that one in this top five list because it catapulted Zach Wilson's career as the starter.
I wasn't around to see it. I killed it out of there.
I just remember that post game, and I'm telling myself, I'm like, okay, they might have lost by 25, but Zach showed the goods. Like, he's like, okay, there was something there. And I'm like saying to myself, like, I'm like looking through the film, like the DVR footage. I'm like, oh, like, yeah, there was like three or four starters from Utah State on that defensive package. Yeah. I mean, I was always like pro Zach, but I thought like I was pulling straws, man.
All right. Should we move on to number four?
Yeah,
we can talk about this 6-3 slugfest forever. But number four, another maybe, you know, oddball moment in the wagon wheel rivalry, but Kyle Van Noy, pick six on Chucky Keaton. You know, I think the reason
opening
this
play.
Made the list for you, I think the reason this made the list for you and me is that was kind of a moment where you really felt like, all right, Van Noy is the real deal. Mm-hmm. You know, there were flashes, but that kind of play, you just felt like this doesn't come through BYU all that often. And that proved to be true throughout Van Noy's career.
And also, too, I think BYU was an underdog in that game because you remember 2010, they lose. 2011, we'll get to that. 2012 was a 6-3 slugfest. So you're talking about like the last previous 3 years, it's just these knockout, dragout slugfest. And BYU just sets the tone going into a game where they're an underdog. And it was an ultimate tone setter and Utah State couldn't recover. I think that was also another game where the starting QB got hurt. I think Chucky Keaton. So it's like, that might be, you know what? Hey, future starting quarterbacks, Jacob Conover, maybe Cade Finnegan, maybe Ryder Burton. You are all going to be a little bit safer now that BYU and Utah State are not playing. My goodness.
That is a great point.
McKay Hillstead for Utah State, you might be all safe. You might all be safer now.
That is an excellent point and a positive one.
Yes.
All right. Number three. I think this is where we could all agree, Cougar Nation, that these are some of the best moments in the history of the wagon wheel rivalry. Mitch Matthews, 3-TD day back in 2015. It was cold. It was snowy. And Mitch Matthews dominated. And, you know, that was a game, too, where you wondered, hey, can they go up there and get it done? Because you just alluded to the struggles up to that point. And that was an emphatic victory by freshman Tanner Mangum and Mitch Matthews.
And it was Bronco Mendenhall's last game last regular season game as BYU's head coach. And who would have thought that the next week he's off to Virginia? Like, that was just the ultimate, just no one saw it coming type deal. And it was a snow-filled game. I think the radio crew and I think all the media members were in like a Pepsi truck because Utah State was undergoing their renovation. In Romney Stadium. They got a nice press box now. But I think Rubel and the crew were like in a Pepsi cart. Alex Curry's talked about this because he was in the pregame and postgame show at the time. They were in like a Pepsi cart for the radio broadcast. So not the greatest amenities and maybe further evidence of why this series is no longer continuing. I'm just kidding. They stepped it up at Utah State. Their facilities are really good, honestly. I mean, they got a good weight room up there too. But Mitch Matthews, that was a heck of a performance. And you just don't see, you know, many great, I think in the independence era, it feels like the great wide receiver games are few and far between. So this is one of the I think in the independence era too, one of the best individual performances by a receiver, I think, since BYU went independent.
That is a good point. That's a really good point. All right, number two, the top two. Okay. From BYU top five moments in their illustrious rivalry history with Utah State. Number two, the 2002 comeback against the Aggs, 35-34. What do you remember about this game, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, this one, all-timer. This, you know, like these are, does your mind work this way too, Matt, when it comes to these games and these BYU football games where you know the whole day that like happened for that, like, you know, like everything about that day, almost like the weather, you know, like what you did.
Not a 2002 comeback against Utah State. I mean, some games, yes, not that one.
Well, my mind works in mysterious ways, I guess. But I remember going to school at Hunter Junior High, coming home, and then we had a youth activity in Young Men's. It was the teacher's quorum. We were going to have a pizza party. And I was like the teacher's quorum president. And it was like, of course, my mind works. So like, we're going to watch BYU football on sport on KSL 5 TV. And we're watching the pizza. It's a pizza party at this man that probably I just burdened him to no end with how mouthy I probably was as a young kid back in the day. But we're watching his house, our young men's leader. It's 34-7. I just remember thinking, what is going on? Like, I think all like the quorum is just like, Mitch is usually this shy, bashful kid. And now he's just like, he's getting so upset. What is wrong? But then, of course, it turned around thanks to, gosh, what was it? Brett Ingeman, I think. Yeah, Brett Ingeman turned it around. And then Spence, Gabe Reed, caught the game-winning touchdown pass. And now Gabe Reed, his son, Adney Reed, is going to be a future BYU Cougar. But yeah, BYU gets the win, 35-34. I think it's still the biggest comeback in BYU football history.
But it's not the most significant comeback in BYU history because we saved that spot for number one. And I don't think anyone can debate with the benching of Jake Heaps. Riley Nelson comes running onto the field. His hair is definitely breaking the honor code. It's well beneath the helmet. He needed a haircut, and he engineers this unbelievable drive. That pass he threw to McKay Jacobson before he threw the game-winning touchdown pass to Marcus Matthews, which I kind of still to this day, I feel bad for Marcus Matthews. And shout out to Marcus Matthews, by the way. If you want a little know a little fact for him, he's doing very well for himself as an anesthesiologist.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's all good for Marcus. But he has this amazing play, and half the stadium is like, what just happened? There's a flag on the field. Like, this would have like taken the top off a regular game, and because of the penalty, it's like you're like, what's going on? He's celebrating, but like you know, it's crazy. And I was an intern for our good friend Greg Rubel that year. I was on the field assisting with sideline duties. I was right between TJ Fredette, and I don't remember his name, man. But I'm sure you remember the he was the PA guy who did all the stuff for the basketball games. It was like, all right, come down, shoot the shot. And so I was like, between this dude, TJ Fredette, Scott Johnson is there, and like it was pandemonium down there. So, but that was just really a unbelievable game-winning drive by Riley Nelson. And honestly, it changed BYU football, maybe for better, maybe for worse, for a long time because of that game-winning drive.
Yeah.
If they don't win that game, do they go back to Jake Heaps the next week?
It's a good point. I mean, it closed the door on Jake Heaps. And I remember that post-game press conference, Brandon Ogletree pointed to Riley Nelson's spring game performance, said, hey, remember what he did in the spring game? He can do it here. I'm like, whoa, a spring game reference in the post-game. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned. It was amazing. But yeah, that one, hands down. We got to take a break. This was a good list. It turned out really good.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, the maestro. Hey, you're the new maestro. I think I'm the maestro. We're both the maestros this week. Anyway, we got to take a break. On the other side, we'll get to your texts, your tweets. It's more Cougar Sports Saturday coming up next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.